Right, that can go up there.
Okay, and just to, this is coming out on your channel, Roger, because...
Well, I'm just recording an audio.
Yeah, you could always email it over to me. But you actually threw your iPhone across the...
I threw it across the room. It is there on Periscope for everybody to see. Roger throws his iPhone clear across the room.
Did you throw your iPhone during the podcast recording or before or after? I literally can't remember.
I was before we went... It's not on the podcast, but it is in the... thingy feed, let me be a bit more specific, Periscope feed. So if there is a version of the podcast on Periscope, you will at some point see me.
No, it's your iPhone, your poor iPhone I'm concerned about.
Yes.
Did you throw the iPhone after you had recorded the podcast?
No, before.
Ah, right, okay. Yes. Okay.
Before,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you missed your target. We won't say where it went to. Anyway, look, how are you feeling after this? I desperately need a glass of water.
You desperately need a glass of water. I will get you a glass of water in a second. I don't know. Is it best practice in a podcast to tell all your listeners to sod off? I think it probably is. I think it's endearing.
Well, I think definitely, you know, it makes you a lot more attractive than somebody who says the PC thing, you know. Oh, of course he's about to tell us he, you know, values us and he thinks we're the best, you know, possible audience we could ever have on the podcast. And, you know, what do they call it? Mother pie? Mothership and mother pie? Apple pie and mother... Anyway, it's an American expression about, you know, telling you exactly what you want to hear. You know, you obviously can't even remember what I'm talking about, neither can
I. I can't remember. Well, look. Anyway,
okay. How long did that whole podcast take? Did it go? Did we go much over? We were.
The bell went 5 minutes before time.
That's correct. Good. We went to 34 minutes last time and 32 before that.
Well, I think
at this rate, we'll probably up to 36 minutes. Are we?
I think we'd be very close. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So. Right, I'm dropping
I don't actually think it's the end of the world if we get to 36, but I do think
I'd
we
like
don't ever want to hit 40.
No, I want it to come back down.
Yeah. Well, maybe Mark Cotton, when he gets on the job, can ruthlessly remove all my intakes of breath.
We didn't give him a shout-out. We gave nobody a shout-out this episode, other than Gary Vaynerchuk.
We did give Mark Cotton a shout-out in the preamble, and I'm pretty sure he's on the Periscope.
So I tell you what, we should agree something, which is for three episodes, no references to Gary Vaynerchuk or Apple or anything like that. See if we can sustain it. See if we can.
I don't think that'd be good. This is actually the first time we've mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk.
I think we mentioned it previously.
Did
years.
We? Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Anyway, it doesn't.
I think we have enough on the Barclay Marathons to last us.
Barclay Marathons will never occur again unless one of us decides to actually run.
But we did mention Nash 19, little things. We did mention Nash 19, Business
Inc. Oh, you had a whole load of business.
We did mention EMC.
You
I was trying to
Arrow.
Drop a few names, pardon?
You mentioned Arrow, you mentioned Smarter Egg.
I did. Bill Gates, Tim Cook. The Lean Startup book by Reese, isn't it?
Oh, well,
Eric
actually,
Reese,
or
Rice.
Is that the third in a row we've mentioned the Lean
yeah,
Startup?
Yeah, that book may get mentioned every single time, to be honest. I mean, especially if you're starting marketing. If
we
you're
should put a link on the website so that we get cash every time somebody buys.
Well, I thought about that. Do you know what I wondered about that? Because I've not hyperlinked any of the...
We need to set up an Amazon account.
Do you know what? The reason I didn't hyperlink any of the existing, I didn't hyperlink Jane Boyd, I didn't hyperlink anything. I didn't even hyperlink Sean Telecommunications, I think, in the show notes, maybe at the end. But was the thing is I wanted to, you know, I read this somewhere that said, if you put in hyperlinks, then people will leave the page and they may not come back.
Yes.
So if you have too many...
What you can do to get around that is you can have the link open in a separate window.
On the page, in front of you.
Depends on the browser, I think.
See, if I'm reading the blog post,
yeah.
And I click on a hyperlink,
yes.
Now, if it opens in front of me,
yeah.
So that I can then just quickly look and close it without leaving the thing, that's ideal.
Well... It may be even better is it just opens another tab, but you don't get taken there straight away. That's also
what can happen.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's a technicality I'm not...
Doesn't matter.
I never sorted out, yeah.
There we go. So,
high points, low points in that?
Well, I think it was probably the best one we've done so far, but then it is
that's
also the third one we've
done
so far.
Because you've got to speak at such length about Boston Marathons. You've been waiting to talk about the Boston Marathons for 2 weeks or so, or a week or something. I have to say you made it incredibly attractive.
Well, I have to be careful now because people will think that I'm actually planning to run the Barclay Marathons. Even the Boston Marathon would be an achievement. Do you know how to... You have to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, you have to qualify for it.
What have you got to do? Run the New York and the Cork
You've
one?
You've got to run a marathon within a certain qualifying time.
Oh, you're joking.
And what's happening is people are getting so good at all this running that the qualifying times... When I was looking into this 20 years ago, the qualifying time for the Boston Marathon, I think I'm correct in saying, was around 3.5 hours, maybe 3:20. Now it's around 3 hours and 5 minutes. So you have to run a marathon in 3 hours and 5 minutes before they'll even think about letting you into the Boston Marathon.
Well, thank goodness there are loads of other marathons, because I actually think that we do need marathons for people who take 7 hours to run the marathon. I do think, you know...
Ideal marathon for me would be, there's one in Bordeaux. And you run the marathon. It's a regular marathon. Nobody sets a best time on this marathon, simply because all the aid stations are vineyards.
A what?
Vineyards.
Oh.
In Bordeaux.
Oh.
Yes.
A glass of red wine,
yeah,
at each stop?
Absolutely.
Going over the line pissed?
Yeah, there's a beer one as well.
Honestly?
Yeah, there's a beer marathon.
There's more fun to this than I realised.
By the way,
is there a walker's marathon? Literally, a 26-mile walk?
There's nothing to stop you from actually walking a marathon.
Oh, look, I know. Well, my son ran 7 marathons in 8 days.
Jeez.
By himself.
Wow.
But he literally got on a train in Amsterdam,
yeah,
and went to somewhere in southern Germany. He ran one in Budapest. He ran one in, I think, Croatia. Anyway, many years ago, yeah, Jacob ran, I think, 7 marathons in 8 days, and he literally run marathon travel overnight on the train.
This is a stupidly popular thing now. There's somebody in, actually it's quite sad, somebody in Australia this year did 8 Ironman triathlons, which includes a marathon. So what you do is you swim 2.5 miles, you cycle 112 miles, and then you run a marathon, which is 26.2 miles, something like that, the exact figures. Anyway. And he did 8 of those in 8 Australian states in 8 consecutive days.
You're going to tell me now he died?
He did die this year as well. Very unfortunate. He hurt the boy. It is related to what he did. He hurt his knee, went in for knee surgery, and all kinds of complications happened during the knee surgery. It was just knee surgery.
Oh,
dreadful. So last year... James Lawrence did 50 Ironman distance triathlons in 50 states, 50 consecutive days. Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. Ranulph Fiennes ran 7 marathons in 7 continents, 7 days. And when you think about that, you then realise that he ran a marathon in the South Pole. And the story I heard was he had a heart attack and he had heart surgery, and he said to his surgeon, "Am I okay to do this? I've had a heart attack, you've patched me up, you've put my heart back together again. I'm going to run 7 marathons in 7 continents in 7 days. Am I able to do this?" To which his surgeon, who was an Italian, said, "How the hell would I know?"
Well, good for that Italian. Damn good for that Italian. Was he a southern Italian?
I have no idea.
Northern. That is just superb. There is nothing else you can say to somebody who wants to outsource the responsibility to somebody else. You know?
I don't think he was outsourcing the responsibility.
He
genuinely wants
to. If your man said yes, oh, you'll be fine, and he then dies, Fiennes would say, "I blame you for my death."
Yes, I think you're on fairly solid ground there, that if had he died...
I don't think he would have been coming up.
Do you know, I love unwinding, Roger. I have to say, I love this bit of unwinding from the podcast. Because, you know what?
Water.
This morning, I had this thing for a second. Only for a second. You know, what if it all goes wrong? What if this podcast is dreadful? We've never had a failure, you know, something we said, oh my God, we can't possibly broadcast that. We cannot possibly put that out. We have to scrap everything we did.
Even then, we probably still put it out.
Well, I know we would, but on the other hand, you know, depends on quite on how vulnerable we are, actually. Who is it? James Altucher, again, says, I continue writing a piece, continue changing it and developing it, until the point where I feel really, really bothered by the idea that this piece might ruin me. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of what he says?
He says he doesn't publish anything that he doesn't worry about.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Something along those lines.
Sorry, that's just a talk.
Yeah. No.
Well, we finish the outtake now. Stop recording what we are doing on audio. And then we can...
How do I stop this? Oh, it's 11 minutes. That's plenty.